This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
County jails and prisons across Wisconsin have always struggled to find and keep staff due to exhausting work conditions and low pay. But as Danielle Kading reports, the coronavirus pandemic and a nationwide labor shortage have only made things worse. The shortage is overwhelming staff and impacting people housed inside jails and prisons.
David and Shannon Phillips of Iron River welcomed their first child, Lillian, last year.
She's not awake yet.
David used all his vacation and sick days to take paternity leave from his job as a corrections officer at the Douglas County Jail. When he went back to work, David says he had to work a lot of overtime.
And that's not really conducive for a family life, with especially a newborn.
His wife, Shannon, says it was almost like he was punished for spending that time with their daughter.
He was lowest man on the totem pole.
Shannon says he would be ordered to work 18-hour shifts because someone called in sick or had COVID-19 symptoms. After 3 years working 60-plus hours each week, David decided to quit in February. And he's not alone. As of the end of October, the jail's lieutenant of operations, Stacy Minter, says they'd lost 26 of their 34 jailers since January of last year.
Burnout is real, so you're trying to avoid the overtime.
Many former officers like David have gotten jobs elsewhere that can pay just as much or more without the threats to their health and safety. In October, the Douglas County Board approved a 5% pay increase for jailers to help with retaining staff. Yours Mira says it's been tough for corrections facilities to keep and attract staff due to grueling conditions and low pay. Muris is an assistant professor of management and human resources at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
You have a job that's already difficult to get people to apply to join, and then to retain those people. And then you add a labor shortage as well as a pandemic that's going to make that job even harder to do.
Across the state's prisons, nearly a quarter of correction officer positions are unfilled. That's about 1,100 people. Maximum security prisons in Portage and Waupun are running at nearly half staff. State Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr says they've been sending almost 24 officers each pay period to Waupun from other facilities.
It's gotten worse, but it's always been bad. And I think a lot of it has to do with the lack of competitive pay.
Carr says they're trying to hire more people and hoping lawmakers will support a pay increase for officers under the next 2-year state compensation plan. He would like to see wages boosted by $5 per hour, but it would require lawmakers to approve more funding to pay for it. Some southeastern Wisconsin counties have turned to federal COVID relief funding to address staffing shortages. In November, the Milwaukee County Board approved using $1.5 million in federal funds to pay corrections officers an extra $3 an hour. The jail's commander, Inspector Aaron Dobson, says they were down nearly 100 officers last month.
So it becomes even more important to retain the officers we have, and we're hoping that that increased pay will help with that at least a little bit.
For now, the staff shortage means things move slower. Dobson says they may not be able to offer programs for inmates every day, and people are spending almost twice as much time in their cells. Ron Schrader is being held in the jail pending trial on a first-degree reckless homicide charge. Prior to the shortage, inmates were only confined to their cells for 9 hours overnight. Now people are let out for 8 hours during the day.
So we're really locked in our cells a lot of time.
Both state and county correction officials say they just don't have enough staff to watch inmates when they're outside their cells. As for David Phillips, he liked working at the jail, but he says he wouldn't go back to a job working that many hours for what he was paid.
If I really valued that money, I could find a job working 40 or 50 hours a week and not have to work 60 to 70 to make that. So that's important to me right there, is the child and maybe another one eventually.
Jails and prisons across Wisconsin will have to find ways to keep workers like Phillips or attract new officers to fill the growing number of openings. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.